This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A nearly 700-acre fire burning southeast of Trinidad has closed the Lake Dorothy State wildfire area. Around 100 people from state and local authorities are fighting the fire, including the Honey Fire Protection District and the Raton Fire Department from New Mexico. Los Animas County officials say the fire is burning in grass and brush in an old burn scar. One of the country's only lesbian bars is on the verge of closing, but a show of support may buy it some extra time. Denverite's Paolo Shalsta has more.
Sapphic-focused bar and cafe The Pearl opened just last year, taking over the space of revered Denver venue The Mercury Cafe. The business already finds itself in a precarious financial situation. Owners say the business is behind on rent, property tax payments, and more. After announcing it would close at the end of this month, owners instead said they would try to raise $80,000 in a bid to buy some time. As of Monday afternoon, The Pearl has reached its fundraiser goal, and then some. I'm Paolo Shalzada, Denverite.
Colorado's largest theater company has announced its 2026-2027 season lineup. Among the titles, the Denver Center Theater Company will produce two original works, the Tony Award-winning musical Once and Shakespeare's The Tempest. Artistic director Chris Coleman says brainstorming shows is a year-round process.
I have a big whiteboard in my office. I've got a category. I'm like classics. I have world premieres, new plays, you know, shows that we've seen in New York that were really resonant.
This season will kick off with Destiny of Desire at the Wolf Theater. I-70 remains closed eastbound at the Eisenhower Tunnels. This is CPR News.